Space Trawler from April 2nd, 2020. Chipu is relating the creation story of Lapitrak, and he says, when the Lapitrak god, Rion, created the world, she also created a book with all the knowledge of farming, architecture, and mathematics. But she also commanded the two people she created, Etta and Suk, not to read it, lest she hold the knowledge from them forever. We see an image of what he's been narrating, and we see two aliens. They're sort of gray with orange on top of their head, yellowish-orange on top of their head, and they're naked and some hidden behind some bushes in a garden. And there's a book on a pedestal, which the title of the book is Grow, Build, and Deduce. And then flying away from them is an alien that looks like them but has wings, and its hands are glowing, and is wearing a robe. And that's the god Rion saying, don't worry, I'll teach you this stuff. I'm just busy right now. Next panel, Chipu continues, but the black bird, Kek, persuaded them otherwise. We see a black bird standing on the pedestal that the book's on, saying, come on, do it. You two look more like book learners than auditory learners anyway. Next panel, Chipu continues, so they read it. And when Rion returned and asked them if they had, they replied. One of them says, what? No. The other one says, book? You mean that one? I thought you asked us not to read it. And then the penultimate panel, Chipu continues. And so, when Rion taught them farming, architecture, and mathematics, she was super impressed at how naturally it came to them. We see them building a sort of a Greek structure, and Rion is in the air above them, saying, so smart and skillful. You two are my favorite creations. The last panel, we're back on the ship, and Tesfaye says, aren't religious texts supposed to teach us how to behave in positive ways? And Chipu says, I don't know. Stealing all the knowledge of the world and then being praised for it sounds like it has some merits.